Hello, and welcome to Royalties. I don't know, I'm still at work, so I'm thinking to kind of just talk whenever I feel the need to. And I had this counselling interview today, I had this interview today, and they asked, as usual, like, what do you do for self-care? And I said that I kind of just did anything wherever I felt the need to in the moment. And that was true, because in the past, I think I've tried, you know, the socially talked about ways of self-care, which is right now in this period of life, is, you know, meditating, doing some mindfulness, doing yoga, all of those things, going for a walk, sometimes people say. And I feel like I tried doing one, you know, in the past, and I feel now that instead of kind of just going with, okay, I'm going to go for this class today, I'm going to do this today and that today, I just go with the flow. I just go with whatever is good in the moment, whatever I feel in the moment. If I feel like leaving, let's say, work and going to Lidl to get myself chocolate, I'll do that, and that would be considered self-care. If I felt like I just needed to take myself out and just be away from a situation, I'll do that, take myself out and be away from a situation. If I felt completely knackered one day and I don't feel like coming to work, we don't have that luxury, and I wish that we did. I wish that we could just say, for self-care, like, I'm not coming in today, but it's not always so. But the purpose of what I'm saying right now is just to center yourself wherever you feel the need to. I found a quote that said, it's literally tissues, like full tissues, and then an empty tissue roll. And the empty tissue roll was telling the full tissues that your lives are going to continue to stink until the day you find your center. And yeah, I don't know, it kind of just opened my mind. Is it even right to say that? It didn't open my mind. My mind has been open. My mind knew that you have to center yourself, like, in the midst of all this, of everything that's going on. There's so much going on daily, and it's so hard to say to yourself, okay, I'm going to give myself a break right now. It's so hard to do that these days, because there's an expectation that you just keep on going, especially people who are from, I'll still say, a similar culture as mine. Like, I'm always so reluctant to kind of continue beating on the same subject, and I feel that that's why I don't do a lot of video talks or whatever. It's because I have to talk from my experience, and I think that that's what this would have to be, and I have to get comfortable with talking from my experience, my point of view, and I'm getting better at it, so I'm just going to keep at it. And so for my culture, Nigerians in general, I feel like I see a lot of comments and such are going, oh yeah, Nigerians, I don't know what. No, Nigerians, they're so good at this, they're so good at that, and da 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 da. And I kind of, instead of looking at it and telling myself how good that is, that we tend to be like that, I tend to ask myself, at what cost? At what cost are we like this? And for me, quite recently, about 2 weeks ago, I was having a moment. I was in the most fragile state I've been in a long time, and anything made me cry, I think. Like, I feel it was a lot of hormones. It was a lot of, because I was on my period then. So I think, I definitely believe that that's where it came from, but I feel like it unraveled so many things for me. So many things that I've sort of learned to ignore. And it took me back to a time in uni when I was still doing my bachelor's, when my roommate Ben, we weren't so close. I mean, we'll talk, but we weren't like the closest. There was a day where she came and she broke down, and I ended up holding her through it, and I broke down, and it was all about how much we were putting into our courses, how much work it was, and how tired we were. And I think all of that was just being interpreted in tears, with tears. And it was just, I don't think I realized anything then. It was only just now, 2 weeks ago, where I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what's happening to me. It's just breaking down. And I'm still like a trainee counselor, and so I'm doing a lot of studies and I'm doing a lot of work, and all that coupled with, you have to do your placements, you have to work day in, day out. Like right now, I think I have like 78 counseling hours. And you're doing all of that. You still have to have supervision. You still have to have like personal therapy. And it's just, where are all those things going in my life? And so I think at this point, I've had to learn to center myself. I've had to learn to know when to press pause. And it's not like I'm good at it. Like I said, I broke down 2 weeks ago. So I'm nowhere near good at it. I'm trying, and that's all we can do. As long as you keep trying to find your center, trying to put yourself in a position where you wouldn't easily break, and where you can calm down, and you don't reach a point where you can't calm yourself down and go another day, and continuing to do and do and do and do and do could get you to that point. And I'm lucky that I have all of these, all this personal counseling, the supervision, the therapy, everything has been helping me find myself. So if I wasn't in this situation and I had that episode I did like 2 weeks ago, I don't think my head would have been screwed on right. I probably would have been going in a whole different direction of thinking, and it wouldn't have been healthy. But I've done a lot of exploration of self, and I use that as a tool to know myself a lot more, to try and unravel why these questions were coming to me. These questions like, to know why these thoughts were coming to me. Some things that I haven't processed in a while, like, what am I going to do in future? Am I going to make something of myself? And I do know, when you think about them, it's like, why are you thinking about these things? You're doing okay. But then these things are like in you, and you don't find them. You're not looking for them. And so they just stay buried, and they come out in your worst times, at the times when you really can't do anything about them and it's almost too late, and then your mind starts going in a different direction, and that then gets you into depression, and that then it just keeps on like toppling over where you can't do anything. You get into that point of shutting down. And yeah, what I mean to say is, that is the stinking nature of us as humans. Yeah, with relation to that quote, and that's just what could happen, the snowballing effect, if you don't stop, if you don't pause. If you don't pause, you stop. And so if you don't pause for a short time, you end up pausing for a much longer time. You end up stopping. And that's not where we want to go, not where we want to get to, because life goes on and everything will keep going on around you. And you'd feel even more left behind, which again would feed into the depression, into the instability, and it makes it even harder. Yeah. Basically, you have to have that center. So you have that anchor, you have that thing that would hold you, even if it's yourself. Right now, for me, I preach so much on self-awareness in my last video, and right now for me, that's what it is. It's just being very aware of everything happening around me, and I think that helped me, you know, before. It's just being very aware that this is happening or that is happening, and like using that as a realization as opposed to having it flog you is more so, oh, interesting, okay, wow, I need to work on that, I need to do this. Oh, is that me? Oh, that's great, I love that about me, I should do that more and do less of this, do more of that. And with time, with that center, with that anchor, with time, we would start to embrace those changes, those things that make us hate ourselves in some moments, those things that make us love ourselves in others. And yeah, that's my two cents today. I don't know why I decided to do this again. But yeah, that's just how I feel right now. I am trying to center myself, embrace the change, take away anything I don't like about myself if I want to, if I feel that that's best. I learn to embrace those things if I feel that they're going to be helpful for me as I go on. So yeah.